Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Illicit cane fires adversely affect cane production, the sugar industry, and the economy on a whole. On today's program, we tell you more about another method of harvesting sugarcane called green cane harvesting, and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Hey. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
A total of 4,000 tons of sugarcane was lost due to a fire in Froom, Westmoreland in February. This came on the heels of another set of fires where over 39,000 tons were affected. Every fortnight, $30 million is pumped into the economy through wages from Froom in Westmoreland. The Ministry of Agriculture says the fires will result in considerable economic loss to stakeholders in Westmoreland and the sector at large. While cane fires do not necessarily result in the total loss of the canes that are burnt, if the affected crops are not reaped and ready for processing within 72 hours, it is usually not accommodated by the respective sugar factories based on the deteriorating conditions of the contents. The ministry says it will continue its ongoing sensitization campaign through the Sugar Industry Authority and the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings on the value of the sugar sector to the parish and the country and the dangers surrounding illicit fires. The ministry is appealing to the persons responsible to desist from carrying out such acts, which are also illegal. Residents in the affected areas are also being urged to exercise maximum vigilance to assist in preventing further damage. Traditionally, sugarcane is burned to reap the crop. However, moving forward, recommendations are being made to use green cane harvesting as an alternative method. The Sugar Transformation Unit is undertaking a green cane harvesting pilot project to see how best to maximize on the use of this method. The unit has been tasked with overseeing the effective implementation of the government's sugar adaptation strategy and is targeting the harvesting of 300 hectares of sugarcane by September 2016 through green cane harvesting. Green cane harvesting involves reaping cane without the traditional burning of the crop. With this method, the leaves and tops of the cane are left on the ground as a trash blanket. The advantages of using this method include the following. It promotes better environmental practices, reduces the impact on the environment by producing cleaner air during harvesting, aids soil moisture conservation, reduces soil erosion, and allows for longer rationing.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because. Math counts.
And now for our proverb of the day. Cow never know the use of its tail till him lose it. Translation: a cow never knows the use of its tail until he loses it. And this means when you take someone for granted, you will find out their value when they leave. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.